This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Friday, September 2nd, 2016. I'm Michael Longi, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. As the NFL preseason comes to an end this weekend, Patriots were handed more bad news on Friday morning. Defensive end Rob Ninkovich told ESPN's Mike Reese on Friday that he will serve a four-game suspension to open the season after testing positive for a banned substance. Ninkovich says he was devastated and shocked, and that he would never take a banned substance knowingly. Ninkovich said, quote, "Few things are more important to me than my name and reputation. This might call that into question for some, which has me heartbroken. I don't want to cut any corners. I want to do things the right way, with high integrity, and that's what I've always wanted to stand for." He went on to say about the substance, quote, "Any supplement I've ever used was bought at a store. I was unaware something that I bought had a substance in it that would give me a positive test because it wasn't listed. One thing I have learned is that if a supplement is not NSF certified, there are no regulations to ensure what is on the label is 100% accurate. That is a hard lesson for me to learn at this stage in my career, but I take responsibility for it. It's a mistake I made, and it hurts that I won't be there for my teammates," end quote. The 32-year-old Ninkovich was a team captain in 2015 and has played in 116 consecutive games since signing with New England back in 2009. Ninkovich tore his tricep muscle in a training camp practice on August 9th and was expected to miss the start of the regular season with the injury. New addition Barkevious Mingo made his debut with the Patriots on Thursday night, and he made it count. The former number 6 overall pick had 6 total tackles, 2 quarterback hits, and 2 forced fumbles against the New York Giants in the preseason finale. But head coach Bill Belichick was just as impressed with Mingo's off-the-field work. Belichick said of Mingo, quote, "He lived in the facility last week. He's shown a lot of commitment to try to pick up the new information and try to understand what we're doing, watching the films of games we played to understand the techniques and how we're playing and all things like that." Belichick continued, quote, "He worked really hard, took a lot of plays in practice to get somewhat comfortable with what we're doing. It's obviously going to be a work in progress here. It's only been a week. But he's smart, he learns well, and he works hard. So check all those boxes," end quote. Tom Brady played the entire first half of the Patriots in the preseason finale, but one action after the game drew just as much attention. Following the final whistle, Brady jogged to midfield and met with Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., where the two exchanged signed jerseys. Brady explained afterward that the two had first talked about it back in 2015, saying, quote, "I promised him a jersey and I forgot," end quote. Tom Brady's suspension officially begins on Saturday. Brady will not be allowed to visit the team facility or have contact with any team employees for the duration of the suspension, which lasts until October 3rd. But he will be allowed to work out with his personal trainer, Alex Guerrero, who is employed by the team. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, @CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.